One of my best friends in high school and college, his father owned a sawmill. So in the summers, I would work there. And let me tell you, it was hard work. Now, just because I knew the owner didn't mean I had a cushy job. No way. I stacked lumber. In the South Carolina summer heat, it was a difficult job. Heavy lifting, loud noises, very dirty, and fairly dangerous. I earned every penny I was paid. So I have some experience with working a manual labor job. I've also worked in a school where I was in charge of discipline. So I also know how difficult it can be working in a school environment, emotionally and mentally taxing indeed. So I understand when people who hear or read today's gospel, they get a little upset. And perhaps from the outside looking in, rightfully so. I know at least for me, that when I was working at the sawmill, starting early in the morning and working until 5, if someone was to come and work only half the time I did or less, and then receive the same pay, well, I'd be upset. It's not fair. How can this landowner do this? Now, if this was to happen here, at a job location located here on this earth, then yes, one could make an argument and complain that it wasn't fair. However, let's go back to the very beginning of this gospel. There's a line that is extremely important. This parable begins with, "The kingdom of heaven is like." So Jesus is describing to his disciples what the kingdom of heaven is like, not earth, not what this human world is like. And when we keep this in mind, we will see that God is a most generous giver. When we look at this landowner, we can notice that he's not like other landowners or like any other owners of any businesses. As the one in charge, he goes out and seeks workers for his vineyard. Now, a normal owner probably would have hired someone else to do this for him. That way he could sit back and take it easy. Not our landowner in this parable. He goes out at dawn, early in the morning, and hires workers. He takes them back to his vineyard, and he shows them what to do. But he's not done. He goes back out at 9, at noon, and at 3, and then again at 5, not long before the workday is over. He goes out 5 times. This tells us this landowner is not like others. He's not in it for the money. He pays all of them a full day's wage. He's not in it for pride. He goes out and he seeks them. This landowner is in the business because he loves workers. He understands them. He knows the kind of life they lead, that most of them live day to day. Some days getting money and some days not, which means some days they eat and some days they don't. So this landowner knows the feeling of waiting all day to get hired for a job. And as the day progresses, your heart sinks until at last it's 5 p.m. You're not hired and you're not going to eat that day. This landowner asks the workers waiting to get hired, "Why are you standing here all day idle?" They reply, "No one will hire us." Therefore, he hires them. Whether he needs them or not, he hires them. This is the point Jesus is making. This landowner is God, and his vineyard is very special. Now, we also need to notice the times that are mentioned. The gospel writer Matthew, who was Jewish, and who wrote to a Jewish audience, was specific with these times. Dawn. This is the time the Jews gathered for prayer in the synagogue. Then after chores in the morning, to pray again at 9 a.m., then again at noon. Special times for the Jews who take their religion seriously. They stop work and come together to pray at these times. Now, in the Catholic Church, we have monks who still continue to this day to pray this way. Jesus is condemned to die at noon and begins his terrible ordeal, and he dies at 3 o'clock. At 5 p.m., Pilate sends out men to bury him. Now, this special vineyard, this new world that God is inviting us to, and God is so generous. In the parable at the beginning, he gives the people what they asked for, a day's wage. From there, he gives them what he wants to give them. And what does the landowner, what does God want to give? Well, he wants to give them everything. He wants to give us everything. God only wants to give. He gave everything when he gave us his son. He holds nothing back. And as Christians, that's what we are called to give, to hold nothing back. We're about to celebrate the liturgy of the Eucharist. Eucharist, meaning to give thanks. This gives rise to the meaning of our lives. We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love is everlasting. So as we go about our days with our work or whatever we are doing, let's keep this in mind. Thanksgiving. No matter what comes up, great sadness and sorrow, great happiness and joy, we may offer these up in gratitude to our God who comes and searches for us, who finds us when we wander off the path, or when we are lost in the dark, or when we're trying to hide from him. He's there to bring us into his vineyard, because we are all welcome into the loving arms of God.